Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you at all.
Die before you let them.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for joining us. Terry Neese is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the president of Women Improving Public Policy, also known as WIP. She is a small business owner herself. Over the years, she's made payroll many, many Fridays, and she brings that perspective to her work in helping women get their public policies through that benefit women who are business owners. She also has the distinction of being the first woman nominated by a major political party to be lieutenant governor of Oklahoma. That's a nice little thing. She's very well connected in Washington, D.C., as I have seen many times as we've met over the years, and she's our good friend, Terry. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to talk to you, Jim.
It's good to talk to you, Terry. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for being here. And thank you for the good hard work that you do on behalf of small business owners, because I know enough about you to know that even though you are the president of Women Impacting Public Policy, most of the things that you do are good for all small business owners.
Well, they are. And although we have a focus on women and minorities in business, we work so closely with all the other small business associations to make sure that we're all in sync and we're all speaking with one voice and moving legislation that will have a positive impact on our bottom lines.
It's the only way to get the policymakers to stop thinking of small business as a herd of cats, isn't it?
It is. We're very independent souls, and rightfully so. But it's important that we come together, we join hands, we work together to really help all ethnicities and all small business owners. And we have so many issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis that being splintered and not working together is certainly not the way to hear our have our voices heard in Washington. So
well, it really makes me happy, Terry, to see your organization working so closely with the SBA and the NFIB and the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and women entrepreneurs and all the different organizations. I see you guys in different venues, be showing up and participating and being one voice. And that's one of the reasons, Terry, I'm convinced, because I'm a little bit of a veteran of these issues, too, and I'm convinced that's one of the reasons why in the last 15 years we've actually gotten some legislation through, thanks to your efforts and others who've worked together. We've got some very important legislation through that's benefited small business owners, and today, at this very moment, is benefiting this nation's economy.
No, absolutely. That's correct. And all of those organizations that you mentioned are working with us and are a part of our coalition. And, you know, we really thought 4 years ago when we formed Women Impacting Public Policy, we felt it was important to pull all the women's associations, business associations together, and let's pull them all to one table and let's really speak with one voice. A lot of people said you're not going to be able to pull women together and speak with one voice.
That now, I would never have said that, Terry.
I think we've proven them wrong. We've come a long way in the last 2 years, and so for these women's business groups to come together and really be a single voice is very powerful.
What are some of the things that are the things that women business owners are interested in all that different than what any small business owner is interested in?
There's not a lot of difference. There is some. I think we were out on the edge early on regarding access to federal government contracts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been a level playing field for any small business, but particularly for women and minorities. And so one of the things that we decided to do when we formed Women Impacting Public Policy was to make sure that we opened a lot of the doors to the federal agencies, to the women business owner community. And so we've advocated for a lot of access to the field and
the unbundling of contracts.
Pardon me?
The unbundling of contracts.
The unbundling of contracts, absolutely.
Right. Fulfilling their small business mandate of 23%, making sure that that actually happens in a
that's right.
in a legitimate way and not some kind of a straw man way.
Yeah, being a watchdog, so to speak, to make sure that 23% is fulfilled.
And that is happening, isn't it? I mean, that's really getting a lot better, isn't it?
It is happening. And and the other thing is there was legislation passed in 2000 that provided a 5% goal. Now, that's not a set-aside, but a goal for women business owners, and it's at around 3%. So we're, you know, really encouraging the federal agencies to continue their outreach. And we want to make sure that the federal agencies don't say, we can't find any women business owners to do
mm-hmm.
business with.
Right.
Well, that, we're helping
anybody
them with
that. Who says that today is not looking, I think.
They're not looking.
And I actually had a reporter to call me a few weeks ago and was trying to dig up some dirt on how poorly women were doing with getting government contracts. And I said, well, you know what? If we'd had this conversation 5 years ago, I probably would have agreed with you. But I don't think that's the case now. And of course, they'd already made up their mind. This reporter had already made up his mind about it. And I said, well, would you like to talk to them? I know where these women are. I know the names of their business. I can tell you how to call them and go to their business if you'd like to talk to them. These are people, you know, these are women that are getting millions of dollars in government contracts.
Yeah.
He was surprised. The word isn't getting out as much as it should, is it?
There are a lot of women out there that are doing great work and great business with the federal government. And there are a lot also that are not. And so our target is to mentor many of these women who are mm-hmm. already getting multi-million dollar contracts and working with those who want to do business with the federal government. And I'm sure you remember Angela Stiles, who
yes.
headed up the Office of Federal Procurement Policy at the White House in the first years of the administration, of the Bush administration. Angela is working closely with us to ensure that we plug our members in to these federal agencies and help them obtain these contracts.
Right. Give us your website, Terry.
It's www.wipp, as in public policy, .org.
All right, and that stands for Women Impacting Public Policy. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask Terry about how she's doing, what progress she and her organization are making on a topic that's very important to you and me, to all small business owners, and that's association health plans. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Terry Neese, is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Terry Neese is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president and CEO of Women Impacting Public Policy. Their website is WIPP.org. And Terry, you got a big conference coming up in Washington, D.C. in September, don't you?
We do. Thank you for mentioning that, Jim. September 28th through the 30th in Washington. Wyndham City Place is the location. Wyndham is a corporate sponsor.
How many women are you going to have there at that one meeting?
We'll have about the Wyndham can only hold about 400. So,
so are you guys going to have to get any kind of a permit to assemble that many women together all at one time?
Oh, not really. but they'll be advocating. They'll be going up and meeting with their senators and their House members, and we really encourage them to do that. We have some great speakers. Senator Elizabeth Dole
mm-hmm.
Has confirmed will be in attendance. Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan.
Right.
Senator Dick Durbin is coming in to speak with us as well, and then we're going to do a lot of issue training.
If we want to attend, what do we have to do?
Go to our website, WIPP.org. There's a place on the website to register for the conference, and we have an early bird registration, so it'll be terrific. It'll be a great way to learn about a lot of the issues that impact your business as well.
And if they come, will they be going, do you get them to go see their own member of Congress? Is that some of the things that you do?
Yes.
Do you,
And what we try to do is pair them up. In other words, if you're from Florida, for example, and you want to go see your two U.S. senators from Florida, then we try to pair you up with other women from Florida. You know, there's numbers are important.
Right.
So if there are 10 women who go up to see their United States senators, that's powerful for those 10 women to walk in and meet with their senators.
There's something powerful, and I've seen it. I've seen how it impacts these members of Congress when somebody actually goes to the time and the expense to travel to Washington and to come to see them.
It is the way legislation is authored.
Yeah.
There may be just one thing discussed in this meeting with a senator, and it rings his bell or her bell, and next thing you know, there's a piece of legislation that's authored based around that conversation, and all of a sudden it becomes law, and you affect policy change in our nation's capital, and that's incredible.
If someone wanted to join your organization, they can do that on the website, can't they?
Also on the website, yes,
yeah.
WIPC.org.
If you want to support the good work that Terry Neese and the Women Impacting Public Policy folks do. Terry, over the last 2 or 3 years, whenever I've asked audiences, small business audiences I've spoken to, what are their top 2 or 3 concerns, the one that always comes up on top is health care. Access to health care, controlling health care costs, and I know you guys are working hard on the Association Health Plan issue, and in my opinion, one of the best things that could happen to the marketplace, not just for small businesses, is if we could get AHPs passed.
No, it's absolutely right, and for those in the audience that don't know what AHPs are, it's basically allowing small businesses to band together in economies of scale across state lines. For their insurance, and this
the same way major corporations do, and the same way unions do.
Labor unions as well are able to do this, and many of the think tanks in Washington have determined that your insurance premiums would be lowered by about 25% to 30% if small businesses were able to do this.
Well, there's one other issue. A lot of companies who currently can't afford it, it's not just a matter of lowering rates, it's actually making it where they can actually have it.
Exactly.
Have insurance.
Not only for the employers themselves, but also for their employees.
Right.
And so it's a critical element. It will not solve all of the problems. We just did a survey of our membership where 71% of our members said Association Health Plans is critical for them to continue to cover their employees with health insurance. And in addition, about 82% of our members have said we need a complete overhaul of the healthcare system. So,
I'd rather eat that elephant another day and get AHPs first. But what are the chances of getting AHPs passed in before the next election?
I think it's good, much better today than it was even last year. We've been able to pass Association Health Plans in the House of Representatives for about 6 years now. Have not been able to get an author of legislation for AHPs on the Senate side until last year. Last year was the first time.
Who did it? Who authored it?
Senator Olympia Snowe.
Yep. Good for her. Out of Maine, she's the chairman of the Small Business Committee in the Senate.
Chairman of the Small Business Committee and has authored the legislation again this year, is really pushing it hard. Some other proponents of the legislation in the Senate are Senator Jim Talent.
Why don't we make up some money and send Ted Kennedy on vacation, like around the world? I think we'd have a chance of passing, wouldn't we?
Well, Senator Kennedy doesn't support Association Health Plans.
He's the enemy of Association Health Plans.
And by the way, there are some Republicans who don't as well. And so they need to understand how important this issue is to small business and why we want to continue to cover our employees or want to cover our employees.
Right.
And if we do this, we'll be able to take many uninsured people off the uninsured
Absolutely.
Role.
Terry, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for all you do for small business, especially
welcome.
Women small business owners.
Great to visit with you, Jim, and attend our conference. Go up on our website and WIPP.org.
Thank you, Terry. See you next time. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, and she'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, right back with Matthew Cartwright. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Rest in the traveler who journeys the length of the line.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.